Om Shanti. We are very fortunate that this evening we have with us our respected Dr. Pratap. We extend him a hearty welcome. Yes, give him a big hand. He is the director of Global Hospital and Research Center, and as his name Pratap means one who is powerful, one who has power. So he is powerful soul, not only powerful but also a merciful soul, a soul having a heart full of mercy, a soul having a heart with feelings of mercy. So today he is going to speak on the topic, being an instrument with feelings of mercy. Respected Dr. Pratapji.
Om Shanti. We are all very fortunate. We all have the fortune that not only we have recognized Baba, but we have also recognized the time through which we are passing. For the outside world, it is challenging time, it's difficult time. But for us, it's time for change. It's time to claim our inheritance. It's time to become fortunate, to make our fortune for the whole cycle. This is the time to sow the seed of fortune. Do we really feel so? But then we have responsibility also. We are fortunate. We have chosen to belong to Baba. We have chosen to be God's instrument. But that also bestows us responsibility. An enormous responsibility. Great responsibility. Because that's what Baba was sharing with us on 31st January. That we have to see that no one is left behind. Everyone should receive the message of the Supreme. That's what Baba said. And not only he said once, but he said repeatedly. And he probably said, we were all amused. And then he shared, you must be thinking why I'm saying it repeatedly. So Baba has bestowed us the fortune that we know the three shades of time. We know that this is the time when everyone can claim his or her inheritance from the Supreme Father. Why is this so? Because this is the fag end of the Iron Age. And we know all the souls are here at this time. Now, normally in Golden Age or Silver Age or Copper Age only, not all the souls are there. This is a time when all the souls either have already taken birth or some few might be in the line to take birth. So everyone would be at this world stage. So we are fortunate that we have been given this responsibility when the hall is full, then when the world stage is all occupied. Everyone is there eagerly waiting for us to give them the message of the Supreme. But sometimes I think Baba also tells us that we should have the unlimited renunciation. And some of us, what they think, oh, Baba said, we are not concerned. We should only practice soul consciousness. We should only churn knowledge and just be by our own self. We don't need to go to the outside world to talk to the people. Why should we do that? But that's why Baba says that we need to hear what the people are saying. That's why say that you are the ones who are the foundation for change. Like we are at the root. If you see the kalpa tree, we are all sitting. Some of us, the pictures are only few. But actually all of us are sitting at the bottom of the tree. We are the seed of the tree. We are the foundation. And the foundation has the responsibility to give support to everyone, each soul. Today when we see that there is suffering all around, So each one of us, what is, when we say, Baba says, are you hearing the voices of your brethren? Are you hearing what your brothers and sisters are speaking? What they are demanding? Because if you look at the whole world, there's turmoil in the whole world. There's restlessness, there's peacelessness. There may be material progress. We are in a world where there's information explosion, where everything is available just like that. You ask for it and it is provided to you. You should be only prepared to pay the cost for it. You can get anything. But if you look, even if you look, you know, when I'm speaking to you, we are all interconnected. Whether I would be heard without this mic, someone has organized this mic. When we sleep, you know, if the power failure is there in a cold country, and when we see that America and Canada are having, you know, there's a change in weather. Everything is so cold. Even in India, some of the places are minus zero. But if there's no heating, if there's no power, what would happen? We won't be able to sleep comfortably. So in this world, we are all interdependent. We are linked together. You know, last year, the theme of Baba's message was one God, one family. It's unlimited family. Even in the Laukic way, we are all interdependent upon each other. When we sleep, it is some people are still working for our comfortable sleep. The food which we eat, so many people produce it, so many people make effort to transport the food to our stores. So it's one family, you know, the information explosion, or I would say the media, has actually made it a global village. But this world is very aggressive also, very competitive also. When we talk of mercy or compassion, some people say, is it relevant today? When there's cutthroat competition, when the countries are standing against each other, they're fighting on ideology, they're fighting for material position. That's what Baba says, you know, they have divided the whole world into pieces. So compassion or mercy in this competitive world, in a business world where there is everyone has vested interest, can we practice compassion? Can we be caring? I feel I am very lucky that I am in a field of medicine. We are supposed to be caring. We are doctors in India at least are supposed to be embodiment of compassion or mercy. But here also the scenario has changed. But Baba has given us the foundation. One, we know the time. The other, we know that we are one family. We have that unlimited consciousness. When I look at my life, if I see what change has come, it is change has come the way we see the world, the way we see each other, the way we see each and every one of us. Perception has changed. That is what the most rewarding thing. We may be in the outside world. We may look like what other people are. But our consciousness is changed. There's a shift in consciousness. So peace begins with us. Kindness begins with us. We are the instruments of change. We are the ones where everyone is looking for us. Not only we have to give knowledge, share knowledge with people, but we have to share our life with people, our time with other people, our resources and our talent with other people. You know, what is happening in the Brahman family? Everyone has skills. You know, other day I was looking at the hospital need of calibrating our medical instruments. You know, we have to calibrate the instruments so that they function according to the laid down standards. So I just sent a message in the rosary that we require someone who has an expertise in calibrating the medical instrument. And I immediately received so much response. So we have so much talent and skill in the family that if Baba's message is reaching to the farthest corners of the world, it is because we share our resources. we share our talents. So to be kind, to be an instrument for people to hear Baba, we have to contribute our skills. You know what happens in a competitive world? They would say that why should we share our skill? Why should we? This is patent. You know, there's always it. Only yesterday in the newspaper was that there, America is sore. India is not respecting the patent of certain pharmaceutical drugs, and these drugs are for cancer patients. You know, the cost would come down enormously. The cost, which is maybe 100,000 rupees, can come down to few thousand rupees if the patent is not there. So they are only concerned that patent laws are being violated. But what about the people who need these medicines the most? People who require. So in a competitive world, we are actually unique people who are thinking of the whole world. We feel that whatever we have received from Baba, we should be able to share. But the most important foundation for that is that we should feel empowered. You know, if you look at today's Murli, Baba said, if we are empowered, if we are soul conscious, then we can reach out, our battery would be charged. So the first foundation of being an instrument of change, or being an instrument with the compassionate bent of mind, we need to be empowered. If we are powerful, if we have that equanimity, if we are steadfast, then only we can be compassionate. The obstacles to compassion, what are the obstacles to being merciful? It's probably the ego, if you look at the outside world. And then people also have defeatist attitude. They say, if I do sin, what would happen? We feel the problem is too big. What as an individual I can contribute to it? But Baba tells us that it is my consciousness, it is my way of being in this world, what is my style of interacting with the outside world would influence the whole world. Because we now know from the science that whatever energy is there, it can change form, it is never destroyed. Our thought energy. Powerful thoughts would lead to powerful emotions, powerful action. Positive thoughts would lead to positive emotions and positive action. So, positive way of, that's why Baba now says, since the problem is so big, we may not be able to reach physically to everyone, but mentally we can reach to millions of people. We have to be lighthouse. So it is only when we have that bent of mind, oh, what would happen if I change? What can I do? If you look at Brahma Baba, when he started the yajna, he was the only one. But he had the vision, he had the courage, he had the determination to stand alone in this world and become an embodiment of Supreme Father's teachings. He became the instrument. Now probably the Brahma Kumaris or Baba's knowledge is so well known in the outside world. Things are easy. But then if you just imagine at that time in 1930s, he had the courage. So to be kind, we have to have the courage. We need to break the shackles, break that limited consciousness. Otherwise, what we think, and the Baba sometimes talks of that my area, my center, you know, even in the last Murli he said. If you look at, once there was someone was giving a lecture in compassion, he said, there are your friends and relatives, and then there are people whom you don't know, who are strangers. And then there are people who probably have some way hurt you. And just look at what would be your perception would be about these three different group of people. That's what Baba cautioned us, that being merciful means you should be free from attachment also. When we have friends, if we do something for our friends, our relatives, our known people, people who have benefited us at some time, and then there are strangers who are indifferent to us and we are also indifferent to them, and then there are some who have some way hurt us, some way probably caused some obstacle for us, what would be our perception towards them? So that is, feeling of detachment is also important to be merciful. We need to be above the dimension of the body. Soul consciousness. All souls, Baba says, people who have even been instrument, who have taught us some negative lessons, they are also our teachers. Because they have given us the inspiration to go beyond that. So detachment is also very important. To be kind, to be compassionate. There are so many words like merciful, to be kind. But actually it means that we need to be caring. We need to have that feeling of love and sense of belonging to everyone. So, the feeling of love for everyone. You know, they should feel that they belong to this world. The sense of belonging should be there. And when we say that love, the foundation of that love is, as Baba has told us, it's the one God, one family. But at the same time, we need to have patience with people also. Sometimes people feel that if we are compassionate, if we are kind, we should have that sharing of suffering with them. We don't need to have suffering with them. We need to really help them, guide them. We need to be sensitive to their suffering. We need to listen to what they need the most. Like in a hospital, when there's a patient who has pain, who has difficulty, maybe he's not able to sleep. And then what do? We support him. We may give him medication to alleviate his pain or his sleeplessness. But then you have to stay away from that kind of... But there's one thing which we need to have patience. Anyone who's passing through the difficult times, you know, sometimes I heard once from one of the brothers who was in Gyan Sarovar, when he went to the dispensary to take some medication for pain. So the person who was attending to him, he just smiled. He says, remember your karma. We cannot tell that to anyone who is suffering. It is basically, you know, we may teach him later on. We cannot tell them that this, you are suffering because of your karma. We need to alleviate their pain and suffering and guide them how they can escape from the same experience in the future. Initial, it's like Baba says, you are the ones who are firefighters, you extinguish fire. And when firefighters go to a site of fire, they don't try to see why the fire happened. The first and the foremost responsibility is to extinguish the fire. It is someone else to investigate why the fire happened. If when you have gone to extinguish the fire of peacelessness, you cannot go into the cause of peacelessness first. First is to give them the experience of peace. First is to become the instrument for being kind to them. And later on you may, you know, when they are stable, when they have recovered from the shock, then you sit with them with very, I would say, with empathetic feeling, then you have to tell them, okay, now let's see how we can escape this situation in the future. So drama comes, you know, it's such a shield. Sometimes if you use the drama in a inappropriate way, you know, someone is suffering and we say drama. Drama is for me, that I am an actor in this world stage. I have to play my role so well that I am able to give support to everyone, each one who comes in interaction with me. And it is not necessarily, you may not speak anything, but if people feel that you are available to them, if you are there to when they need, it also makes a lot of difference. I remember when I was very young, maybe I was only 22, 23, and one of my friend's father passed away. I didn't know what to go and say there, speak there. And there was a big crowd. I went there and just sat down in silence. Everyone was talking. I didn't speak a word. I just looked towards him. And later on he shared that silence was so precious for me. You know, sometimes you're just being there with people. You know, with the family. Even in the Brahmin family, you know, sometimes some people need support. Even just being with them, when they are in difficult times, you may not speak anything, but your vibes, your being presence would be soothing for them. So we are those instruments who are not expecting anything in return. Even the scientists have discovered now that there is something known as what they call helper's high. You know, they have found out there are certain positive emotions which boost up your immune system, your Department of Defense. And one of them is altruistic helping someone. You know, without any selfish motive, without expecting even a trace of anything in return. And that is consciousness, what we call the intention behind the action. If intention behind helping someone is honest and selfless, it comes back to us. In terms of our, you know, people feel that they would have stronger immune system, they would escape from chronic illnesses. I was in New York and there I met one of the professors of bioethics. And he presented one of his books to me, and the title of the book was Why Good Things Happen to Good People. And he had researched that people who help people, people who care for others, and these are the people who would live longer, live more stable lives, more happy and productive lives in the later years. So this is the foundation of caring lies. The only thing is, when we are impatient, when we are self-centered, then probably we don't even appreciate someone. You know, sometimes people complain, oh, you never say anything nice about us. To appreciate others, to say positive things about others is also being kind. You know, limitations are, I would say, the obstacles to compassion is our ego, is our why should I care about others? What do they do for me? This is what I think. And then is laziness. Sometimes you are very lazy. Baba also says that, you know, you become casual. Even while being a student or being a godly instrument of service, we become lazy also. So being lazy and impatient also really hinders that the growth of compassion, developing compassion or being instrument of mercy. It's like a very interconnecting thing. We have to be humble. We have to that humility. Like what Baba says, three words, that egoless, being pure, viceless, and then also being in the stage of incorporeal. So those three words, you know, they echo in our minds. These were the teaching which Baba said in corporeal form to us, that we need to be egoless, we need to be the incorporeal consciousness and also voiceless. What they call in Hindi, the nirakari, nirhankari and nirvikari. So the whole essence of Brahman life is to be of service. We have four subjects: knowledge, inculcation of values, our yoga, and then service. But if you look at the service, service is where the four subjects blend together. All four subjects blend together. When we are an instrument of service, we have to be powerful. Our yoga has to be accurate. We have to be in a stage of soul consciousness. And then also we need to have those values of humility, honesty, being true to our own self, to be caring, to be loving, to be tolerant of each other, even forgiveness. You know, people who have not been so kind to us, we have to really care about them. Maybe it is my Laukik family. Baba says charity begins at home. We have to give them the message. Find out. Baba also found out us from the remote corners of the world. We have to find out who are the ones who need us the most. We have to reach out to them. You know, some people would come to you who are yearning, who are seeking, but there are some who are still in slumber. We have to go and wake them up, arouse them. Okay, please claim your inheritance. Please come and recognize who's your unlimited father. So we need to, and for that we have to make an effort. Because if we have to reach out to people, we have to make an effort. We cannot be lazy. To be kind is something which is our normal nature. Today Baba said religion is might. And we know what is religion. Religion is my true nature. Religion is what I personify. What I am embodiment of it. I am the Master Almighty. I am the one who is a child of God. I personify God. And we say God is all benevolent. Is all merciful. So we are instruments of change. Baba has chosen us. We are the one selected. We are not elected like the what people do to get elected to the post of a member of parliament or to be a minister. But we are the chosen ones. We are specially chosen ones. Baba also tells us that our time is precious. Every moment is precious. Suppose we are casual, someone who needs help, he might, maybe by my side, but I'm indifferent to him. I'm casual. So I'll miss that opportunity to be of service to him. And what are missed opportunities? The missed opportunities are missed fortune. These opportunities, whatever comes to us is to do our best. Whosoever comes to us, Baba once said in Murli, that whosoever comes to us, he should go back fulfilled. He should go back with some blessing. I know my basket is full of those blessing cards. Every time we go to Dadi or we go to seniors, we get a blessing card in a toli. So I have kept that basket full in my office. So anyone who comes, I tell, okay, let's share the blessings. Today also in Murli Baba said, if you cooperate with others, that is a way to gather blessings. We do receive blessing cards and we do share it with others also. But each blessing card is complete in itself. Each act has to be complete in itself. each opportunity has to be complete in itself. Whenever I meet someone, you know, like Baba says, you are bestowers, you are the one who are givers. What can I do for this soul? What can I give to this soul? So that should be the question in my mind. So whenever I have an opportunity to interact with people in the family or in the business or at my workplace, I need to see that my stage is important. People should feel comfortable with us. You know, sometimes people hesitate to talk to someone. It does happen. People feel, oh, he may not get upset if you tell him something. But there are some people whom everyone feels comfortable. And these are the souls who are in a stage of contentment. If we are discontented with our own self, then we would be discontented with others also. But if we have that sense of fulfillment that I have received in plentiful, received in abundance from God, from my Father, my Baba, I have received so much that this is the time to share. And if I have received enough, if I am feeling full within, then it is easy to share. And sometimes it's also an opportunity when people meet you. It is opportunity to learn from people. You know, even in the Laukic world, when we meet people, there's some people who are very sincere. And there's always something to learn from them. It is not that we only teach, but we get taught also from others. When we meet someone, you know, the way people speak, some people are very soft. They're very sweet. And this is what attracted me. The first time I went to the centers, I felt, how do these people speak? There's some people who don't belong to this world. You know, the way all the seniors, when I went to the center for the first time, I remember, you know, the feeling was different. You didn't feel like that you had gone there for the first day. So everyone should feel that when they meet you for the first time, they shouldn't feel that they are meeting you for the first time. That is the kind of vibrations which we can carry. And it all requires effort. Nothing comes to us without effort. The transformation or the change would not happen overnight. Every day we need to practice. And that's what Baba has said, that Amrit Vela is the best time to transform our own sanskaras. This is a time when we can receive energy. We feel empowered. And the whole day we feel nurtured and nourished in Amrit Vela. And this is when we are nourished in the morning time. This is the best time. And that's why, you know, in the Laukic world they say that you should eat breakfast like a king, and lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. You know, by the whole day when you are sharing, maybe at the end of the day you might not have everything positive experience. At the last time, fag end of the day, you might feel exhausted. That's why Baba says, before going to the bed, we should sit in silence, drain out all the negativity, clear all the chart, and go to the sleep and with a clean slate. Because when we are on a journey, if we have a discipline, it makes our journey very comfortable. And spirituality means discipline. Godly student means discipline. Even being compassionate also means discipline. Being kind is a way of living. So we need to be disciplined in our daily routine also. There would be challenges, there would be difficulties. I said obstacle is we have been body conscious throughout the last so many births. So it would come as an obstacle, and it might come from nowhere. you would say, why it is happening to me? In spite of the fact that I am being so good to others, even then I feel miserable. Because what I did for others, maybe I didn't do in the stage of soul consciousness. I wanted recognition. I wanted some praise. And when I didn't get it, then I felt shaky. So that altruistic helping, what Baba says, one hand gives and the other hand doesn't know. It's like that. We in Hindi call neki kar aur darya mein dal. You know, when you do something, you just forget about it. So being merciful or being kind means caring about others. Being conscious of what they are passing through. Not suffer with them, but being aware what they are passing through. What are the difficulties they are facing. And supporting them. And giving them that light. Knowledge is light. And we become an embodiment of light. Sharing with them that light. And that energy, so that they can take up their journey comfortably. We are all co-travelers, even when we are traveling either by plane or by train. You know, everyone tells us, be courteous to your fellow passengers. Look for their comfort also. When you go to the washroom, leave the washroom clean. You know, small things also make a lot of difference. Even small, that is how we cultivate our nature. You know, nothing can happen in isolation. If you want to be an embodiment of mercy or embodiment of compassion, we have to cultivate so many small things. And this collective consciousness, and then we represent the divine family. People expect now, you know, if like we are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, people tell us, oh, you are Om Shanti. You know, in the Laukik world, they say these are Om Shanti Walas. So they tell us that your religion is peace, your nature is peaceful. So we have become now famous, very well known in the world as an embodiment of peace. So it is through that's what I say, when we are on the world stage, the whole world is watching us. And the whole world is looking forward to us also. They're expecting something. So this is how we become an embodiment of peace, an embodiment of humility. We have the courage, we have the determination that we would follow Baba completely and accurately. And this is how we can become merciful. We can hear the pain and the suffering of others. We become sensitive to change. We are not insensitive. Although we live in a world which is insensitive, they say. There's hunger, there's poverty, there's diseases, there are dissensions, there are quarrels. But amidst all, Baba's children have to become an embodiment of mercy, embodiment of peace and love. And that is what we can share with everyone. And we need to be aware. Every moment is important to us. Every moment is an opportunity for service. And we don't let any moment go without service. We have to be careful also. People would come to us. They would challenge us. Because it's not easy. Because when we are in outside world, particularly when you are doing jobs and you have duties to perform and you have to think of, you know, earning profits for your company and all those things would come into as obstacles. But we as yogis know how to find our way. And we can always find our way and share our resources with those people who need us the most. It's like being aware of what is our responsibility. And our responsibilities as the foundation of this world tree. We are the one who are ancestors. That's what Baba has told us several times. We are the ancestors. And we belong to that supreme authority who has empowered us to sustain and nurture each and every soul. Every Murli, everyday Murli, really inspires us. And the message is very simple. That this is the time to make your fortune for the whole cycle. And this is what Baba always tells. If you go and tell, we were just getting together for Shivratri celebration. I was sitting with the hospital group. I said, what we need to make people aware is just that, you know, what Baba says in Murli, that you have two fathers. One father is sustaining you in a worldly way. The other father is waiting for you. Even if you go to a village and then we say, okay, how do they claim their inheritance? This is what we need to tell them. Few pictures, we take them to the villages and we just do that. The message has to be very simple. And then people who yearn, people who want to know more, they would come back to you. So the message has to reach every corner. Every country, every soul has to receive Baba's message. And that can only happen if we are alert, if we are attentive, and if we are open to the needs of others. Om Shanti. Any questions? Few minutes? Or anyone wants to share some? Well, you know, it is like it's a eternal drama, and everything happens for a reason. I'm not saying, you know, it's all the time we are continuously learning from our experience. That depends upon every moment. We would not, you know, it is basically doctor's advice has to be based on certain scientific principles. And then, you know, doctors would never say that. It is with the changing times we have to change. Dadi was not able to undertake the journey for some time. When she felt strong enough, only then she undertook the journey. We accept what comes our way. We don't force anything. And no one actually forced. We shouldn't have that feeling that anyone was forcing it. It was Dadi's own desire. Dadi's own feeling of concern for all the family who was there.